This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostraba. Pianist Simona Dinnerstein will be in recital at Purdue's Loeb Playhouse Thursday evening at 7:30, presented by Purdue Convocations. Her wide-ranging program includes music by Bach from her new Sony Classics release, Inventions and Sinfonias, plus Beethoven's last piano sonata and works by George Crumb and Nico Muley. Simona, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Your new album is comprised of music you've been interested in for a very long time. What inspired you to record Bach's 2- and 3-part Inventions?
Well, I wanted to go back to the first works of Bach that I had ever really encountered, the first counterpoint of his. And I thought it would be interesting to revisit them. It's music that meant a lot to me as a child and a teenager. And then I taught them when I was a young adult. And now playing them again as a performing musician has been very interesting.
Interesting in the sense that it gets you kind of into the mind of Bach, or how does it interest you after all this time?
Well, one of the big things that I've discovered working on them now and performing them today is that they're really difficult pieces of music. Yeah, I think that there are pieces that can be seen on different levels. You know, he wrote them as a way of teaching keyboard players how to play with 2 voices in the Inventions and 3 voices in the Sinfonias, and to show them all the different ways that that kind of counterpoint can be treated, and to teach how to play in a cantabile style, meaning in a style that's singing. So when you're a beginner, young person learning this music, it's very, very hard because you're having to learn how to listen to 2 voices or 3 voices. And then, you know, only when you can really hear that there are 2 lines and you can follow them simultaneously can you teach your fingers how to do that. It's, you know, it's a real exercise in controlling your fingers through this understanding that is really foreign to us. I mean, we're used to thinking about 1 thing at a time. So to think about 2 things or 3 things at a time is very, very difficult. I think that as a beginner, that's the level that you can relate to in the music. And now that I've played so much other Bach and other music that has counterpoint in it, you know, I've kind of gotten beyond that level and can see how really complex and deep the music is. And so it's like diving into a deeper pool than I knew was there as a child.
And you first heard these works when you were, what, 9 years old or so?
Yeah, I was around 9, and I was going to the Manhattan School of Music pre-college. So I would go every Saturday for music school all the way until I finished high school. And we had a performance class called Music Hour. And we would play for each other whatever we had ready. We'd get up and perform. And I remember hearing a girl who was a little bit older than me perform the D minor Invention. And it had a profound effect on me. I mean, I just had never heard anything or seen anything like that, where the left hand was just as important as the right hand. And I couldn't understand how she could do both of those things at the same time. And I thought it was a beautiful piece, and I wanted to play it. And I asked my teacher, and he said I wasn't ready. And that kind of egged me on even more.
And then adding a 3rd voice as well, that's even more difficult because you not only have to think of, you know, as you were saying, melody, accompaniment, and 2 separate and distinct voices, but then you have 3 voices, and then that leads into all of the other Bach, the well-tempered clavier and the other Bach that you've played and really specialized in.
Yes. I mean, I actually, as a young person, I never learned the sinfonias. I listened to them. I had a recording that I loved that I listened to, but I didn't learn them. My teacher had decided to move me from the 2-part Inventions to the well-tempered clavier and for me to learn how to play with 3 voices by playing fugues. So I learned the sinfonias for this recording, and they are very hard. They're very complex. If you have 3 voices, that means that you have 1 in each hand and then 1 voice that is shared between the 2 hands. And really, you don't want your ear the ear of the listener to be aware of the fact that you're doing that. I mean, it really should sound like you have three hands. So it's quite difficult.
If you look at concert halls around the world, well-tempered clavier is played a lot, but the sinfonias are not nearly as much, and the two-part inventions probably even less so than that. Why do you think other pianists haven't kind of grabbed onto this repertoire like you have?
Well, I think that, there might be sort of a knee-jerk reaction that this is music written for children or for beginners, but I felt that the music was so interesting and beautiful, emotional, diverse. There's so much in it. I don't really see any reason why not to perform them. They're not simply teaching exercises. I often think of the analogy being to Chopin's etudes. You know, they're etudes, and he wrote them to explore all of the various challenges involved in playing the piano. But they're incredibly beautiful and imaginative pieces of music, and so we want to listen to them. We don't just want to study them to help ourselves get better as pianists. They're real pieces of music. He taught technique through music, and I think that Bach here is teaching counterpoint through music, and these works stand alone as real pieces of music to be listened to.
Now, on this program at Purdue, you're not only playing some of that Bach, but you have such a wide range of interests in music, including, like we mentioned, the Beethoven Opus 111, the last of his piano sonatas, and some contemporary music as well. Is there a strand that kind of weaves its way through this program that you see kind of an arc overall?
Yes. I built the program to really be an exploration of counterpoint. Every piece on the program has counterpoint in it in a different kind of form. After I play all the inventions, I play a piece that Nico Muhly wrote for me, which is based on music from the Fitzwilliam Virginal book, which is music by English composers predating Bach. And so he very clearly writes for two and sometimes three voices in this piece that he wrote for me. The piece by George Crumb is a really wonderful piece of music called Eine kleine Mitternachtmusik, and it's a set of variations on Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. And in this piece, he's using the extended piano, so I'm not just playing on the keys, but I'm plucking strings, I'm making various effects within the body of the instrument. I use a soft mallet to tap out rhythms on the crossbars of the piano. And so there are so many different textures and so many different musical lines created by each texture that it's kind of a more wide-reaching type of counterpoint. And then finally, Beethoven's Last Sonata is a piece of music that definitely looks back to Bach while looking ahead at jazz and contemporary dissonant classical music.
When you were studying music in school, did you just find yourself drawn to pieces that were kind of unfamiliar and then you just decided to keep exploring them? Or did people bring you pieces and say, hey, play this Crumb, this is great, or let's listen to this guy Nico Muhly, maybe you should play something of his?
Well, I was always very interested in different types of music, and I would go to concerts and listen to music, and that would make me discover things. I mean, I remember going to hear Peter Serkin when I was, I think, 14 or 13, and he played the Webern Variations, and I thought that it was amazed. I loved that piece, and so I learned it then. And I always was friends with composers growing up, you know, my colleagues, my contemporaries, and would play music by them. And then when I was going to Juilliard, I was took a course in playing contemporary music and was part of the new Juilliard Ensemble, which plays a lot of different kinds of contemporary music. And now, actually, my son, who's 12, plays electric guitar and has a band, and he's very, very interested in all sorts of indie rock, and he's introduced me to a lot of music that I never listened to growing up. And I just think it's great to have open ears and to realize that, you know, there's a lot of music out there. And it's interesting to draw connections between different composers. I'm much more interested in doing that than in doing a program that's sort of in chronological order and doesn't make you think. I want a program that makes you really think about music in a different way.
And then a last question for you related to the new album, the Inventions and Sinfonias on Sony Classics. My understanding is that instead of having a CD release party, you went off to schools in New York and Washington to introduce kids to this exceptional music. How did you come up with this idea to do this? And then what were the reactions of the children?
Yeah, well, I've always done concerts for school children, and I've always wished that instead of playing in big auditoriums for, you know, 200 of them, I could just go into their classrooms and I could just strap a piano on my back and go there. And so I thought of this idea called Bach packing, where I would bring a digital keyboard to the classrooms and be able to play and talk about the music in a more interactive way with the students. So Yamaha very kindly collaborated with me on this project, and it's something that I hope I'll continue to do at all different cities that I visit. I think that children, especially younger children, are very open to new ideas and new sounds, and many of them have no experience with counterpoint and with Bach. And showing them different ways of how to listen to music and getting them to hear that actually what's going on is pretty amazing. And, you know, how do you hear two things at the same time? And I would do all sorts of exercises with them, getting them to sing and to sing two melodies against each other. And I think by the end, they had a real appreciation of what they were listening for, and they were extremely engaged, and it was really exciting and interesting for me, too. I learned a lot from the children.
Pianist Simona Dinnerstein coming to Purdue's Low Playhouse for a wide-ranging recital Thursday evening at 7:30, presented by Purdue Convocations. Simona, thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.